Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. We are continuing our series of why you need to podcast again. And I'll reiterate it. Either you got to bring it in-house and do it yourself and keep at it and make sure that it continues to add value to everybody who listens and your prospects and your customers and your partners, or find somebody to do it for you. Either way, all roads lead to the fact that you got to bring this into your portfolio of solutions that are needed. Okay, so we're back to that. We've been discussing over the past couple of podcasts about content, and we started out with the macro, because I really don't know what else to call it, but it's the big stuff, you know, the classic blogs and reports and also the podcast, if you do the podcast, which you got to do, and then be able to slice that content, that macro, down into micro. What I call micro, and that is, you know, snippets and things that are important to get that information out there. But all are designed specifically to content creation, right? That's what we're all about. And I still believe that we're not creating enough content, or content that creates attention, because we have a lot of digital boredom out there. It's the same old, stock photos, things like that. So let's try to figure out how to mix it up. And I think podcasts and this particular platform and whatever you guys think about is the way to go. And so we're going to talk a little bit about, like I said, we got the macro, micro, and now we're going to talk about ultra micro. And you can only imagine that that's even smaller, right? Ultra micro. You can coin it any way you so choose. But if you're watching out on video, which I hope you are, there we are. We're going to talk a little bit about the ultra micro content creation. And this is daily. And really what it is just you just keep on. I think the biggest driver in this particular segment of ultra micro, everybody says, hey, I've already created a blog. Hey, I've done a podcast. Hey, I did a webinar, whatever it might be. And then let's say I go down to the micro level and I snip it up and create some sort of promotional pieces out of that promotional content. But the real important part about any of these digital platforms is the engagement, right? And so what I recommend, and this requires time, but if you're looking for a 2020 solution into your marketing, sales, and branding efforts, you cannot, and I repeat, you cannot ignore the engagement component of that effort. Reason. So everybody posts. That's fantastic. Everybody tries to gain attention. That's all fantastic. The real people who, and companies who, succeed have this level of engagement. Not just a thumbs up. Not just a flippant click. No, really looking at the content. If it is a blog from your partner, from your prospect, from your customer, you have to go in it with a meaningful purpose of really, truly getting engaged and reading exactly what they're all about. And then you can't just give a thumbs up, because then it doesn't show that you're trying to understand what is being written or posted. You have to write something. You have to be truthful in your assessment. I'm not saying to go down the road of burning bridges and all that good stuff, but I am saying that you have to be engaged. You cannot be a part of a digital platform without the expressed purpose of being engaged. You know what that does? Yeah, that's right. Your customer, prospect, your partner, whoever it might be, and even internal people like that. I know I do. When somebody actually gets engaged with my content, I'm on it. I want to say, yeah, you're right about that. Hey, that's great feedback. Thank you very much. And then I will then take that and I'll say, you know what? Susie Joe commented on my post, and I thought it was really insightful of what she had to say. And I will, if it's feedback, I'll say, you know what? I'm going to do whatever it is. It's very, very important and very powerful, but it requires a little content or a little focus, and you got to do it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. If you're going to say, hey, I'm going to be positioning my company for 2020 and beyond, the only thing that you can do is be engaged as well. And if you're saying I can't do it, find somebody to do it. Find somebody to say, okay, I'm going to do it, and I will get engaged, and then be able to sort of filter, for lack of a better term, filter the comments, or hey, here's a company that did something that was pretty spectacular and mentioned you. Get in it. Get on it. Get that feedback going. So that's my ultra micro. And of course, you can create other very small snippets. I have tools to create small videos, snippets, quotes. Positive quotes are always fantastic. And boy, you know what is also anything that humanizes. Once again, I've mentioned that a number of times in all the other posts. Humanization. Humanize your content as much as you possibly can, and that means engagement, but everybody loves to see that human element. Heroes, philanthropy, all of that stuff is super important. So that's ultra micro content creation. You cannot get around that. So if I do it right on a daily basis, and when we talk about quality and quantity, I'm looking at about 25 separate pieces of micro content that can be part of your content strategy and content development. Make sense? That is what it's all about. So in this series about content, right, we talked a lot about the repurposing. We talked a lot about the ultra content and being able to slice and dice that up to make it relevant to people, humanizing, and then, of course, ultra micro content creation, or what, really small content, but you got to be engaged. Those are the keys. You cannot have a successful campaign in 2020 without being engaged, and that goes from top to bottom, no ifs, ands, or buts. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about the math in the next episode where, okay, we've done this, that, the other thing, and then you can create a ton of valuable, insightful, other-focused content from what we just did. That's powerful stuff. That's why you need to be doing podcasting. That's why you need to either bring it in your house, or you do it, or find somebody to do it. Either or, you got to do it because it is a powerful tool and it differentiates you. Thank you. Thank you again all the time. Appreciate you joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. I'm here to help. This platform's here to help. You just reach out to me. Go to industrialtalk.com. Reach out. I'll help you in any way, shape I can. I want you to be a success. Thank you. Be safe, as well as be bold, be brave, dare greatly, change the world. That's what we're all about. Take care. Talk to you later.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.